This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague John Hardy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about what is confirmed about the Ukrainian attack on the Russian airfields, destroying warplanes, Tu-95 strategic bombers among them. The number is 20 to 23, but most importantly, John here gives us lessons learned, not only for other parts of the Russian Federation, but also for the U.S. about what is to be done to defend from UAVs, and what UAVs? What are you watching for? John Hardy on lessons learned on the Ukrainian attack with drones on the Russian airfields a week past. Much more of this tonight.
Well, first, I guess I should take the question in a slightly different direction in that I think that the Russians were, you know, compared to other air forces like, you know, the U.S. and China, I think they're probably at least compared to the U.S., I think we're maybe in a better position to counter the threat from UAS. You know, that they'd started building some shelters. Many the airfields that you know were affected. Many of those aircraft, obviously, all of them actually were not under shelters at the time. And they'd also, I think, perhaps more important, they'd been putting in place kind of a layered defense with EW, kind of anti-air assets of various ranges, and then kind of most near the air bases, kind of close in gun teams to take down UAS. I think the problem for the Russians and really the genius of this operation is that the Ukrainians got inside that layered defense, you know, launched the drones from very close to the air bases so that the Russian system did not have time to give warning and, you know, alert the air crews to disperse the aircraft. So I think, you know, for the U.S., you know, we should definitely be looking at this as a warning. I think, you know, many of our air bases are probably less well defended than the Russians. And so, you know, this could absolutely be a threat that we'd face, whether in the continental United States or, you know, at four deployed air bases.